Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
Welcome into the world of the Apostolate for Family Consecration. This is a very, very special television and radio program today. We have Bishop John McGee, who is Bishop from Cloyne, Ireland, member of our advisory council, served the Holy Fathers for 8 years as the private secretary to Pope Paul VI, John Paul I, and John Paul II, and Pope John Paul II's master of papal ceremonies. Your Excellency, we want to welcome you back into the apostolate, and we just completed 8 programs with you on evangelization for our neighborhood chapters, and now this is our television program. And we have Dr. Burns Seeley with us, our theologian as well. Burns, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Your Excellency, when we were in Rome in 1986 videotaping you, and we never knew quite how we were going to use all these videotapes, but as you know, we've woven them into our Be Not Afraid Novena that appeared on television and in churches throughout the country. And one of the programs we were talking about was consecration. And because we are concerned about the Fatima message being fulfilled, we know the Holy Father has a tremendous devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, that his life was actually saved on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. But there's been some stories saying that the Holy Father really hasn't consecrated Russia the way Our Lady of Fatima asked Sister Lucia, and therefore the consecration isn't in place, and they're putting great emphasis on that. Well, we're saying that the Holy Father knows what he's doing, knows how to do it, knows when to do it, and the part of the Fatima message that we could do something about is the First Saturday Community of Reparation. Really bringing people out and coming to the churches on the first Saturday of the month and saying the rosary and meditating on the mysteries and learning from the Holy Father's teachings and yours, and which we'll be using this program on the first Saturday program as well. But maybe you can just share with us just what you said before the program about, yes, the Holy Father did consecrate properly, and maybe you can expand on that.
I remember very well 1981, the 13th of May, and all that happened subsequently after the Holy Father had been shot, and the miraculous intervention, certainly of God, to save his life. Because any of the medical personnel will say there was no way that they could explain how he was not killed.
Because the bullet didn't hit his backbone.
The bullet entered, the second bullet, entered on his right side, at the waistline. And the speed with which that bullet was going was so great that in a matter of a fraction of a second it should have continued on, and certainly the angle at which it entered, it would have torn his heart asunder. But the bullet only went halfway through his body and turned perpendicularly down, without touching any solid mass of any sort, vital organ or bone of any sort within his body.
It did penetrate his intestine.
It did. It went right through his intestine. Penetrated his intestine in various places, but then halfway into the body it turned, and it came out right underneath him and fell in the jeep underneath him. Now, the Holy Father is convinced that he was miraculously saved on that occasion. And he went the following year to Fatima to thank Our Blessed Lady for that. And then on a subsequent visit to the shrine of Our Lady in Yasna Gora in Chensagova, he went and thanked her, and he gave the sash he was wearing, which still had the hole in it, he presented that to the shrine as a tribute in gratitude to Our Lady. Now, I have no doubt that the Holy present Holy Father is in a very special way protected and loved and cared for by Mary.
Yes.
He has a unique love for the Mother of God. And as you say, his Episcopal motto, papal motto, is Totus Tuus. Then, a special year, a holy year, was called by the Holy Father, which spanned the years 83 and 84. And at the end of that, or practically at the end of that holy year, on the 25th of March, Feast of the Annunciation, the Feast of the Incarnation of Christ, the Holy Father, in the presence of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, which was brought from Fatima by the Bishop of Fatima, brought to Rome, and in St. Peter's Square, he knelt before that statue. And before doing that, he had written to every bishop in the world and asked every bishop and sent the text of his prayer of entrustment. Asked them that they join with him on that occasion so that the whole world would be entrusted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I remember before that occasion discussing the whole question of the request made by Our Lady to Sister Lucia that Russia be consecrated. And the Holy Father, who is one who knows certainly much, much better than others what the whole of Eastern Europe has developed into since the time that Mary made that request with regard specifically to Russia. The Holy Father said, were I to mention Russia, would mean today that I would be mentioning one of the smallest of the republics of the Union of the Soviet Republics. Because since that time, the communist bloc has increased.
You see Ukraine.
And there are a whole series of republics making the Union, the USSR. So were he to consecrate solely Russia, it would be like taking a small section of that vast area which is dominated by that ideology, which is a Leninist Marxist ideology. And so the Holy Father did not mention Russia, but knowing quite well the Mother of God himself, and I have no doubt that while we don't know, and he has never spoken about any personal apparition of the Our Lady to himself, but I have no doubt whatsoever that there is almost a continual communication between himself and the Mother of God. I have no doubt about that. And I have fullest confidence when he said, before that special ceremony on the 25th of March, he said that he was going to entrust. Now, the word entrustment he used specifically for the simple reason that, strictly speaking, to consecrate oneself is recognized, by the church and is understood by the church. But to consecrate somebody else, that is only done in specific rites within the church, such as when you are baptized, you are consecrated with the oil of chrism. When you are ordained, you are consecrated with the oil of chrism. Mm-hmm. Ordained to the episcopate, again, the oil of chrism is used. But in this consecration, each individual can only consecrate him or herself. I cannot consecrate anyone else by a prayer. Mm-hmm. It's a personal act of consecration to either the Sacred Heart or to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But I can entrust a person or a people or a nation to the protection of the Mother of God. And that is why the Holy Father, rather than use the word consecrate, he used the word entrust. I entrust to you, Mary. And on that specific occasion, he said, as far as I remember the words, he said, I entrust to you, Mary, those peoples whom you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Mary, if she is the Mother of God, she has, and she is living the beatific vision. She has full knowledge of the needs of her people. And if, when she spoke with Sister Lucia, she spoke about the needs of the people of Russia at that time, she knows now that those same needs have extended to a much larger group of people. And therefore, when the Holy Father said to her, I entrust to you, Mary, those people whom you know are in need of your maternal protection, then he entrusted not only the people of Russia, but all of those that have come under the domination of the Soviet Union.
Bishop, may I ask one thing, though? There's some confusion, and I'm glad you're bringing out the distinction between entrustment and consecration. Mm-hmm. But some are saying, well, Our Lady specifically asked at Fatima for the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart.
It asked for a communal, isn't that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Collegial,
and that is why the Holy Father wrote to all the bishops and asked the bishops to join with him on that day in that act of entrustment. The act of entrustment is, for him, is that way of saying, I consecrate.
So it's the first step, really, in consecration, isn't it, of a nation and then the
individuals. But you see, if he says, I entrust to you, Mary, these peoples, then each individual within that will consecrate himself or herself in accordance with that entrustment. So that the Holy Father has no doubt whatsoever that what was asked by Our Lady has been done. He has no doubt whatsoever.
To review the First Saturday Formula for Peace, let us look at the intention. Making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five. The blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940. She said, Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation. Now, the conditions for the First Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time.
Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for 5 consecutive First Saturdays. This is the key.
Now we're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our Rosary.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday, Light of the World Cenacle, by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or at info@afc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are at most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection of our Lord from the dead on Easter Sunday. We pray for an increase in the virtue of faith for all the members of our families, community, and the apostolate.
Jesus has risen from the dead, Thomas. He is back with us.
Peter, when a man is dead, he has no part with the living.
But it is true.
John, if it is true, where is he now?
But he is risen from the dead. Why won't you believe us?
He has been here, in this very room. He ate with us.
It has been more than a week since you first told me these things. I wish I had been here to see this apparition. But to believe he came back, as you say he did, in his own body, torn as it was by the cross.
It was no apparition. Christ has risen. The marks of his passion were on him. John would know. Didn't he see Jesus on the cross? There were the nail holes in his feet and in his hands and...
No. No. Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and touched it. Then put my hand into his side. I will not believe. Peace be to you.
He is with us again.
It is the Lord, Thomas.
It is the Master.
Thomas. Thomas, let me have your finger. See, here are my hands. And let me have your hand. Put it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. My God. Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The second glorious mystery, the Ascension. We pray for an increase in the virtue of hope and confidence for all the members of our family, community, and the apostolate.
This is what I told you while I still walked in your company. How all that was written of me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled. So it is written, and so it was fitting that Christ should suffer and should rise again from the dead on the third day.
Lord, we are witnesses, but how are we to teach all nations? We are simple men.
I am sending down upon you the gift which was promised by my Father. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. But wait here in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
Lord, will you now restore the kingdom of Israel?
It is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. It is enough for you that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will receive strength from him. You are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout Judea, in Samaria, yea, and to the ends of the earth. Come. Follow me. Into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned.
Stand you looking up to heaven. This Jesus who is taken from you shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All four, the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph. The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. We pray for an increase in the virtue of seed charity for all the members of our family, community, and the apostolate.
You are a friend of the Nazarenes. I saw you at the cross.
Yes, I was there.
Is it true he has risen?
Yes.
We have heard that he appeared to you and worked many wonders.
That is true.
What did he say and do? Tell us.
He... John?
Are you three not followers of the man who is called Christ?
We are.
Move along, the rest of you. Have you forgotten the fate which befell him?
No.
Why do you remain in Jerusalem? Do you think Caiaphas and the council are unaware of your presence here?
We have done no harm.
You robbed your master's tomb and stole his body.
No. He was not taken. He rose from the dead.
His body was stolen. If you believe this Jesus has risen from the dead, why have you not proclaimed it, shouted it from the rooftops? Take my advice. Leave Jerusalem while you still can. Caiaphas may not be so lenient the next time.
Thank you.
But Jesus told us we were to remain here to await the Holy Spirit, whom he would send in his name.
We have only repeated what the officer of the temple guard has said to us, Peter.
Caiaphas, the high priest, knows we are in Jerusalem.
And how are we to know when this Spirit will come?
We were told it would be soon.
Peter, it has been 10 days since the Master ascended to heaven. And never have I felt his absence so strongly as I felt today in the temple.
Without him, we are nothing.
It was not only fear that sealed our lips when the people asked for word of Jesus. We cannot speak as he spoke.
We have not his wisdom.
Then let us not question it. He said we were to remain in Jerusalem.
And what if the guard with whom John spoke was setting a trap?
A trap?
We could have been followed.
The Master told us before he ascended that we would be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. I claim no knowledge of what the Spirit will do or bring to us, but if we... Israel!
Who is this man?
A follower of the Christ. He has been in hiding, in fear of his life.
Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth was a man duly accredited to you from God. Such were the miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves well know. This man you have put to death by God's fixed design and foreknowledge, he was betrayed to you. And you, through the hands of sinful men, have cruelly murdered him.
But you have just said that scarcely 2 weeks ago you spoke to some of the dead Nazarene's followers.
That is true, O high priest.
And they behaved like frightened animals.
The blood drained from their faces. They were speechless, but...
And you would now have us believe this same band of ignorant fishermen are walking abroad in the city and preaching in his name?
They are.
Ridiculous.
And gathering followers by the thousands.
Even with such a thing happening, it could not be the same men.
They are not the same men. Their fear has left them.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of our Mother Mary into heaven. We pray for the grace of a happy death for all the members of our families, community, and the apostolate. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of our Mother Mary in heaven. We pray for the grace of an increased practice of true devotion to Mary, for all the members of our families, community, and the apostolate until the end of time. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please kneel. Glorious Saint Joseph,
spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, and perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, St. Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions.
Prayer number 9. O my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory, for each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day. And we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families and the members and families of the apostolate do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're now going to go to His Holiness, Pope John Paul II, with really, I believe, one of the most important, or the most important message to America, a warning, a solemn warning to the United States, that if we don't stop abortion, our very survival is at stake. And we know that we're in a spiritual battle, and we're going to go to an interview with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, where you will hear and see when we're talking to her, where she actually came up with the idea itself to use video in the Eucharistic presence of our Lord, to use these programs in the first Saturdays and Eucharistic Holy Hours to bring families together into churches to stop the scourge of abortion and to truly renew family life. You know, it's past the stage now of just fooling around and playing with religion. We're going to have to get serious about coming to God, informing our children in the truth. And these programs on First Saturday are designed not just for television, but really for the Eucharistic presence of our Lord in the churches on the first Saturday of every month. And then we have our weekly Eucharistic Family Holy Hours that are on video with the Holy Father, Mother Teresa, the Cardinals, the Bishops, and the prophetic teachers of the Church, giving us the truth that will make us free and form us now during these confusing times to know what God's will is and to do it. So please listen hard now to His Holiness, Pope John Paul II.
Every human person, no matter how vulnerable or helpless, no matter how young or how old, no matter how healthy, handicapped or sick, no matter how useful or productive for society, is a being of inestimable worth, created in the image and likeness of God. This is the dignity of America, the reason she exists, the condition for her survival, yes, the ultimate test of her greatness. To respect every human person, especially the weakest and most defenseless ones, those as yet unborn.
That was your inspiration to conduct the novenas in the churches in the Eucharistic presence. You remember you told us to bring families into churches for 9 days. And we were saying we're not sure if Americans could do that. But we've now been doing this for 4 years, and we've been filling churches all over America.
Thank God.
And Mother, maybe you could explain the Holy Father's deep devotion to Mary. And maybe people don't understand, we're sitting here in your in the Bronx now, and this is your contemplative house in the Bronx. There's a lot of background music, but this is what you want, is you have your house of prayer right where it's needed, isn't it? But maybe you can explain why the Holy Father has such a deep love for Mary and why he declared the Marian year.
Because you cannot love Jesus if you don't love Mary. We have Jesus because Mary accepted to be the mother of Jesus. And so, like a Protestant once said to me, I love you very much, but I don't like you because you love Mary so much. And I said to him, no Mary, no Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then next morning he sent me a card to say that, no Mary, no Jesus, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this is, I don't think we could try to love and imitate Jesus and to love the Father as he wants, or love one another, if we didn't have mother's love with us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Holy Father is so much insisting rather and continually bringing Mary in all his talks and everything.
You have been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.